I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Previously on Homeland.
I understand why you'd want to hurt me. I am very capable, and if I wanted to, I could take you down. I don't want to do that. I just need some help. And I think if you want to fight back against the Fire Nation, I can help you.
Are you telling the truth now?
Yes.
You're not a spy.
If I was a spy, don't you think they would give me a better uniform?
I don't know, you could just have bad fashion sense.
So I ran, and here I am. I didn't really have a plan for what happens next.
I still don't know if that means we should trust her.
You wouldn't have a problem with going after someone from your own place?
I think it's what I have to do.
Do you know where they're heading?
Whatever this is, maybe someone with skills like you has a part in it.
It's getting dark and getting light by this point.
Look, I don't know if we trust you completely, but you can stay with us tonight.
And now, the sun rises in the next morning, but before we get to the chirping birds, the four of you around a campfire, getting some more food and continuing on your journey, let's have a talk about what your characters experienced and how they may or may not have grown. By doing the growth questions.
Amazing.
So, we'll do this in a way that recaps the story for the previous kind of episodes, if you'd like. You can imagine it in the TV show, Last Time On. In that way, I want you to answer whether your character grew or not, and then tell me when and where, like how it happens.
Yeah.
Your character grew.
So my question is, we have three common questions and one personal question. Are you going to go around where each answer the first question, or are we each going to go through the three questions?
Go through each by yourselves.
I only have one growth question.
But then you've got
there's three common questions. So we can either go 1-1-1-1 or we can go 1-2-3-4-1-2-3-4.
Go 1-2-3-4.
Okay.
Yep.
May I begin then?
You may.
Yeah.
Go for it.
I love to leap in. Zhang loves to leap. Did you learn something challenging, exciting, or complicated about the world? Yes. I learned that there are Fire Nation people who are fighting against the Fire Nation itself.
That is very strange. Absolutely. Mark off that growth question, or point of growth.
So once you reach 4 growth, you get a growth advancement. Did you stop a dangerous threat or solve a community problem? I did not.
No.
Did you guide a companion towards balance or end session at your center? No. I started off balance towards force, as that's an option you get when you create your character, and so I didn't end at center and I did not guide anybody. And then my personal playbook question. Did you make progress towards your goal against your adversary? No, I did not. So I got 1 growth for Zhang.
1 growth, please.
Singular growth.
Yeah.
Ellen, how did...
Kana?
Grow.
Yeah. not so easy, is it? Just Sean making mistakes.
My laptop was slow. Ellen, how did Kana grow?
Yes, okay, so...
Or did she?
Well, I think there was definitely some growth there. Did you learn something challenging, exciting, or complicated about the world? I think, like, beyond all the, you know, horrors of the Fire Nation, waterbenders and earthbenders together is just a mind-blowing thing for her. She's never even seen anyone outside the Fire Nation, let alone believe that these people could coexist and work together.
Sounds exciting to me.
Yeah. I think a certain waterbender sounds pretty exciting.
I thought...
Everyone's blushing.
Tariq was going to have a thing for Clover. Right?
Well, maybe it's a triangle.
Maybe I'll leave it to play out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe it's a square.
This thing's a brewery.
Everyone's just making goo-goo eyes at each other for reference. Did I stop a dangerous threat or solve a community problem? No. Did I guide a companion toward balance or end the session at your centre? Certainly not. I've never been more off balance. And I helped no one. And my personal playbook question is, did I learn something meaningful or important about my lineage, its members, or its effects on the world and others? I would say yes. About Zhang's personal connection and how his family was taken.
I would say not quite.
Okay.
Because I think your lineage is slightly separate to the Fire Nation as a whole.
Yeah. Oh, yes. You've got a point there.
So I think if you, for happenstance, learn about a family member who is terrorizing a local Earth kingdom village...
Sounds kind of vague, but sure.
And you learn about that, then yes.
Yes, okay. Yeah. So it's not specific to my... The whole Fire Nation is not my lineage.
That's it.
Yeah. Because it's you wrestling literally with your personal family baggage.
So just one growth point there, Ellen.
Fantastic.
One growth. Sean.
Oh, did Tariq learn something challenging, exciting, or complicated about the world? He's never seen a firebender before. So well, there you go. Did I stop a dangerous threat? Absolutely not. Did I guide a companion towards balance? No, I moved her away from balance.
Yes, that's true.
I did the very opposite thing. And as for Tariq's own personal question, here it is. Basically, it asked, did I get a companion or did I get a friend to join in or approve of one of my bad habits? I did not.
Oh, I always forget you have bad habits.
They're going to come.
He's choosing not to reveal them, so we'll have to see them as they play
he's
out.
He's a rogue, he's sneaky. Yeah.
Naughty.
I reckon he's a vandal.
Zola.
So did you learn something challenging, exciting or complicated about the world? As everyone else did, so did Clove. Mm-hmm. I think she's learned, she kind of, not learned completely, she first, for the first time kind of sees a beauty in firebending and in fire.
Great way of putting it.
Did you stop a dangerous threat or solve a community problem? No. Did you guide a companion towards balance or end the session at your centre? No, I didn't. Because it feels like I did to you, Chris, but I didn't actually shift your... Oh, my God. Can we please say that again, please?
Just say Zhang as well.
I am absolutely using that.
No. I don't know why I do this. I know you all...
Ellen, it's okay.
Don't confuse our audience.
We're all interchangeable at a certain point.
No.
Yeah, you guys don't know our character names. I just don't know your names.
You didn't shift my balance.
I didn't shift your balance.
You just took my anger away.
Yeah.
So you have to do a plus 10 or something else story-based that the storyteller says moves balance.
Yeah, I don't think you can for guiding comfort.
At a plus 10, you can shift their balance.
Okay.
Yeah.
And my growth question, my personal one, is did you pursue a desire or goal of your own outside of protecting others? No. And I'm gonna have to keep remembering this, like, you need a hobby.
You can't just take care of people, Clove.
Well, it becomes a podcaster.
It's the burden. It's the guardian's burden.
So one growth as well for me. Did everyone get one?
Everyone got one.
Yes. One for all and all for one.
So we build points and we can buy these things that are on the bottom there.
That's right.
So you can, there's five options. Take a new move from your playbook. That costs 2 growth points. Take a new move from another playbook.
Ooh.
That takes 2 growth points.
Learning.
Raise a stat by 1, but you can only have a maximum of +2 in any given stat. That only seems to take 1, apparently, because no boxes. And then shift your center 1 step for 2. And unlock your moment of balance.
That's the one.
Nice.
With the raise a stat 1, you can just keep picking that. I remember reading that. You can just, like, keep That's why it has no boxes, because it's unlimited.
Like it the game. Yeah, but you can't move anything above.
You can't have more than cost two. Right. Yeah, so, fair but you can keep fair raising your you stats have, with that.
Yeah.
You could literally go through all of spend all your growth points to put all your stats.
But that'd be a
two.
Much more longer campaign as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And it would be a boring choice.
Yeah.
And we'll deal with all of that later.
Yay!
For us though, it's on to the rest of your day and your adventure.
Better stretch, y'all.
What a good night's rest.
I didn't sleep.
You wake up around a campfire, the embers slowly dying away. The forest is beautiful and serene. Birds chirp. There are small critters that scuttle around. The soft moss floor of the forest and the leaves are a beautiful cushion. And you awake not as three, but as four, with the added member of your squad, of your group, Kana. It's the morning. What do you do?
Zhang wakes up in with a bit of a change, with a bit of a shift in his mood. He's a little frustrated this morning. And over a breakfast of nuts, he finally says to the others, "We're never going to find Bashira wandering around the countryside. We need news of the war."
So, what do you want us to do?
We need to find a town, see what's been happening.
Surely if we followed the river, there might be some sort of town that we could locate and infiltrate and get news on the war.
We've walked these lands. Do you remember if there's a town nearby, Clove?
I think if we go downstream there might be, but we need to watch and see if the Fire Nation is there first. I'll go into a town, but we can't just go barging in.
Fine, but the Fire Nation's there, all the better. Then we can find out exactly what they're up to.
I think we should stick together. I mean, I know certain customs of the Fire Nation. I can make sure that you don't, you know, blunder into something that you wouldn't be aware of. And honestly, I think the point is that we're stronger together, right?
Oh, everyone's up. What are we doing?
Tariq, were you sleeping for that entire time?
You gotta get your 8 hours.
Tariq, we're thinking of going into a town. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, just give me 5 more minutes.
We've been up for like an hour now, so... Okay.
Is he like this all the time?
This is a good day. And Clove is going to just earthbend a little bit and kind of like shake the ground beneath him, so it's like very uncomfortable.
I'm just imagining like a totally rumble, like it's like you've slept on a conveyor belt or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it's very unpleasant.
Tariq like hits the ground.
The nearest.
An alarm clock.
Clove respects it and stops the rumbling.
Okay, I'm up. So let's get some food in the city.
Let's go.
You begin making your travel through the forest. Senlin Forest has Senlin Village in it. It's a small village. It's not big at all. And on most maps, you wouldn't see it. But locals of the Earth Kingdom who are around from this area, Zola, your character, Clove, is. So you do know that Senlin Village is close-ish by, and that by following the stream, it's not on it, but it's close to. Very small, maybe. It's a population in the double digits, right? Like 50 or 70-ish. Are you interested in doing anything in particular while you travel, or you just want to get there straight away? Talk about battle plans, or are you just... We'll get to that when we get to the town. Of the village, rather.
If we... Normally, you'd head off down the stream straight until you hit a path, but if we go through the forest to the right now, we can kind of come up behind the town and have a vantage point. I think we should do that.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
Great. Yeah, fantastic. Absolutely. You make your way. It's about half a day's travel. So it's about 2 p.m. by the time you arrive at the village. The village is very small. It has a wooden palisade surrounding it in a circle. And you've come at it from the northeast side. It's a sunny day. Not hot, but sunny. There's a strong wind coming in from the ocean, from the west going east, and the entrance to the village is on the south side, just to be clear.
Right. Yeah. We're coming from northeast.
You're coming from northeast. There's a wind coming from the west, and the entrance exit to the town is south. You are on a sort of hill, an embankment, that kind of looks over the town. You get a kind of look in, but you can't see the ground. You can see maybe like a few heads of figures, like the tops of heads moving around, but you can't see like the ground or any foot traffic. That give you an idea of where your ledge is and your vantage point?
Yeah.
Mostly rooftops.
Yeah, mostly rooftops. Yeah. The buildings themselves in this village are wooden with green pottery roofs.
Clay,
yeah. Thank you. Wooden buildings with clay roofs. They are beautiful green, and because the wind is blowing in from the west, the leaves land on the green, and the beautiful gold and reds contrast against the green roofs. And there's a bit of movement, a bit of activity in the town, in the village. You're not quite sure, but you hear intense voices. You can't hear anything in particular.
Do they sound aggressive, intense, or like passionate, like fun, intense?
Neither. They sound. Give me an assess a situation.
Ooh. I absolutely will. Oh. That rolls with what? It rolls with
creativity.
Yeah.
My specialty.
Right.
It's an 11.
Ooh.
11. Oh,
Sean.
So just as well he had that extra snooze.
So there was
5 minutes.
Pardon?
Do you get two questions?
Ah, beautiful. So I feel the way that it kind of manifests itself is, you know, while we're kind of sitting on that vantage point, the four of us, he's very intrigued at, honestly, the sight of a new village, a place completely outside of where he's used to. So it's Tariq kind of sitting very quietly in a way he would do in his northern... We know it. By episode 7, I'll have it. Agna Kalar. In Agna Kalar, he would just sit and watch a lot and just really get interested in watching like the crowd and the swarm of people. So this is another instance to do that. And so because I'm doing assess the situation, I got 11, I get to ask two questions. Wrong page. Proper page. So,
I believe these are just sort of suggestions, the questions on here.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I may... Why
and
not
these,
use...
These are generally kind of them? Like... Is what you good... might use in combat or leading into a combat.
Go great. So, go straight from
Chris,
the source.
With this in mind, and I'm going to use these questions
here.
First of all, in this city and with the hubbub that's going around, what should Tariq be on the lookout for?
So village, most importantly, not a city. It's very, very, very small. What you should be on the lookout for is probably a mayor or kind of like city or village elder.
Yep.
Someone who has authority in this space. A small population like this is going to have someone in charge who has a lot of experience. And, yeah, that's what I would say.
And what does Tariq think he can use or the party can use to maybe blend in here so we look less like outsiders?
Love it.
Cool.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So, by the sounds of things, it seems to be there's a lot of panicked voices or rushing, hurried voices. You think that most people won't pay you much attention. If it is as it sounds, the flurry of activity and the panicked voices, people are probably not likely to give you much of a look.
Great.
Maybe, who can say without going a little closer, though?
Hey, guys, you know, there seems to be some sort of hubbub going on down there. I'm thinking we're really not going to be the center of attention. So if there's ever a time to just kind of, you know, go down and see what's a go, you know, now's the time. And I don't know how things work outside of where I was, but usually there's some kind of like leader or mayor or king. Probably not a king down there, but, you know, someone to, you know, of authority, I guess.
Our villages usually have elders.
Ah, right.
All right, let's look out for some old guy or gal then.
Wait, so we're
really
just
old.
Going straight in?
Yeah, why not?
What about, like, gesture to her way too large tunic? I mean, I can't go in like this, surely.
They're not going to pay you any mind.
We're refugees from the war. That's all you had when you fled your home.
Okay. Yes.
You're
yes.
also quite small. It could just be hand-me-downs, I guess.
Thank you. No. Sorry, that was Ellen. Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
I think, like, almost out of a, not impatience, but a sense of, like, you know, kind of excitement, Trick just gets off the embankment and starts heading down into the city without another word.
Zhang goes with him.
Chloe follows Zhang.
Is this a normal waterbender thing to just charge in?
I'm really not sure. He's the only one I've ever met.
Me too.
Oh, fair enough.
It's a normal Tariq thing.
Yes.
Do you follow along?
Yeah. I feel like this is as they're heading down.
You make your way round the palisade wall, the wooden wall, and come to the front of the town. A big entrance. A big wooden doorway, what you might find in China, the Chinese doors.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah. That is the opening to the town, and maybe 20 buildings in the town, including a major, I guess, what you might call a town centre at the far end.
Like a meeting hall.
A meeting hall or something. Yeah. Yep. So you're on the south end. At the very end is the meeting hall or town centre. But the thing that immediately catches your eye is the flurry of activity. People are moving things out of their homes, are putting things in sacks. Children are being picked up and brought to the arms of mothers and fathers. And there are realistically only three types of people here. The very, very young, under the age of 8. The very, very old, over the age of 60. And anyone caring for any of those people. That's it, as all of those people seem to be moving from house to house, packing things, putting things, sharing sacks, sharing chests, and just putting things away. This is a town that is leaving.
Evacuating. Is the gate guarded at all?
Nope.
It looks like they're running away.
I don't know if we should go in now.
Well, we're already here, so...
They've got to be running from something, right? Maybe the Fire Nation. Surely someone has to tell us what's going on.
That building looks important. Maybe we should go there, see if there's someone in charge.
Okay.
We head?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Great.
I think Kana's going to be following behind, maybe, I'm not sure the height, but perhaps behind Tariq or Zhang, hoping to kind of bow her head and not look too conspicuous.
Yeah. Tariq's definitely shorter than Zhang, I feel that.
Yeah, they're both sizable young men, though, so they could conceal a more diminutive character, I think.
Mm. Great. Yeah, you make your way through the town, village rather, dodging people as they... hurry past you with bundles of food, clothes, provisions, or children, and are carrying them away to safety as you make your way to the town centre. At the town centre, you open the double doors, and there is a flurry of activity still, but concentrated, with an older man who is very short, with a long white beard, a head that is completely bald, in green robes with a gold trim. And he is directing traffic in this room.
Take that over there. Take that quickly now. Quickly, we don't have much time. Quickly.
Well, I found the really old guy.
He seems to be... We can't just direct the most important person, surely. He's in the middle of this. Is there someone else that we can... No, kind of like other officials.
Take that idea of logic out of the way. Your protagonist in the Avatar series, the mayor, you go up and you talk to him.
Okay, sure.
We approach him. We wait for a moment in between. And,
hey, excuse me. What's, hello?
We're refugees from the war. We're looking for some help.
We can't help you here. We have to go. We have to leave the village.
What's happening? Why is everyone running?
They're starting a forest fire.
Who?
The Fire Nation. They sent soldiers here.
Where are they?
The soldiers? Three people came to the town, and they said that unless we surrendered the town to them... They were going to take it by force. We refused, and they just laughed and said that they were going to set the place on fire regardless. They said they were going to set the forest on fire anyway.
Only three?
The three who came in, they sent four soldiers west of the city, of the village, and then they themselves went south. I think to another village. I think they're trying to take over. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Can you direct us where they were? To the
who?
Which way did the soldiers go?
West. Into the forest, I think.
They won't burn your homes.
What?
I'm going to put a stop to this.
Who are you?
I'm a soldier in the Earth Kingdom Army. Or I was going to be. No, I am.
We want to help. We want to stand and fight.
Do you really think you can?
We've been through a lot. We can do a lot as well.
What else can we do? You can't just let them take over.
Worse. Burn your homes. Burn our beautiful forest. It's a crime.
We have to save this place.
Well, if you think you can, good, but I just wish you all the best.
All right, well, maybe we'll catch you later.
Where are your people going? If we can prevent the fire, we want you to be able to come back to your homes.
Well, we're heading south. We might see you there.
Give us a day. We'll stop the Fire Nation in their tracks.
Ha! Actually, we'll only need a couple of hours.
Let's go.
Yeah, I think they all like share looks and head off.
We're in agreement. We cannot let this happen. We'll have to do whatever we can to prevent it.
Yeah. So, what do you do?
So we know that they're west. No, south.
West.
Yeah, west.
The
west.
Town is heading south to flee from the Fire Nation, but the soldiers are west.
So we're kind of moving further from where we came because we came from the east.
Correct.
So we're moving back over.
Yes.
So we're gonna. Well, Clover's gonna leave the town and the gates and kind of look around for any signs of like any path, any kind of like rustling, like, you know, any footprints that maybe went off into the forest or somewhere that leads to a path going west.
Great. Yes, there is one. The Fire Nation soldiers are not discreet. They are not good at carving a safe or respectful path through the forest. There's a very clear line where they've gone.
Zhang, do you see those scorch marks?
Yes.
I think we know which way to go.
They laid out a path for us.
Yeah.
There might be more. I mean, three soldiers and four others.
Doesn't take many to set a fire. If we can take them by surprise, we can stop this.
We need to follow quickly but quietly so that we can at least try and sneak up on them.
Clove, do you know if this river continues? Tariq will need something to bend if we're going to fight them.
I'm not sure if we can rely on that. We might meet it way. It depends how far west they've gone.
Soldiers need water. They'll have some.
And I've got my own supply right here. And he pats his chest.
Didn't you drench most of that over me last night?
No, that was my water skin. I've got my own.
I forgot to fill it this morning.
Well,
it's my special waterbending water.
Before we're going to fight firebenders, we should be filling all of our water skins.
That's a good point.
You have enough water.
Yep.
You're heroes in the series.
Great.
Yep.
All right. We want different vantages. We want to sneak up on them.
I think we need to find them first and then we can decide. And Clover's just going to set off in the forest where she sees the scorch marks.
Great. Yeah.
Follow the trail.
Zhang's not far behind. No, shoulder to shoulder with you.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Tarika's going to climb up into the trees to go like from canopy to canopy to get a high vantage point to use the forest to his advantage.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to make a roll for that, please.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm going to say what you're doing is pushing your luck.
Great.
because I feel what you're trying to do is take advantage of a situation, and this feels like a push your luck rather than a skill or training. You're not particularly skilled or trained in this area. So, please push your luck.
Otherwise, I was going to suggest that I'm trying to indulge in one of my bad habits, which is daredevil stunts, jumping from trees to trees.
Okay, yeah, sure. In that case, Sean, absolutely. Then, yes, are you doing it by yourself?
That's the point, yeah. So I'm going to be pushing myself more towards survival. I'm doing the bad habit on my own.
Okay, yeah. Sure.
Well, Carla's true.
What does that mean when you indulge a bad habit?
When I'm indulging a bad habit, one of them, which is our daredevil stunts. When you indulge a bad habit on your own, shift your balance towards survival and roll with survival. On a hit, you pull it off and you vent your frustrations. Like if I had any fatigue or conditions, I would clear them. But if I have no fatigue or conditions, I mark growth. On a 10 plus, you also gain a windfall, a boon, or an opportunity. Your bad habits paid off this time. On a miss, you're caught by something dangerous or powerful, and they complicate your life.
Oh, great.
Okay. Yeah.
Sean, give us the roll.
And I started myself actually on my center. I didn't go one towards survival in the morning because I accepted someone new into the party.
Yep.
So he pushed himself more towards friendship in the
Very
new morning.
We love to see it.
So that is a 6.
Okay.
Oh, no.
So almost, I would say, without a word, like, as the three decide, you know, we're going to, like, yeah, let's head off in. Treak just starts climbing a tree.
Yep.
And he looks to start swinging. Like, the idea is going to get above the canopy and start jumping from tree to tree, following the trail from up above to get that new vantage point where no one else is going to see him.
Yeah, you start swinging away. And it is a 20-minute travel on foot, and it's about that through the trees. The trees are close, so you can do this. And you are able to catch yourself a little bit with some water bending when you almost fall.
Whoa!
You travel. You're approaching. In a clearing near a wooden shrine of some sort of creature, a bear maybe, four firebenders have collected firewood and are about to set the shrine on fire and start a forest fire by the look of things. You are currently in the brushes. What would you like to do?
If they're about to start a fire, Zhang is going to rush ahead.
No.
Great. You rush ahead.
Damn it.
Stop right there.
They turn.
Who are you? A defender of this land. Burning the forests. You should be ashamed.
He's just a kid.
Just a kid? If that's so, fight me right now.
I'm going to use my... If that's... I try to use my move, stand and fight, and provoke their leader into fighting me.
Okay.
I feel like Clove and Kana are going to exchange some...
Clove and Kana are
like raising a big eyebrow to Clove.
And Clove is going to like indicate to kind of move around the clearing, because she doesn't think it's a good idea, and she doesn't think it's going to help Zhang to just everyone run in. So she's also abandoned Tariq because she doesn't know where he is. So I'm going to... gesture to you, Kana, to kind of move around the clearing to the right, and then she's going to move around to the left. So we're kind of flanking them on either side, and we can see Zhang very clearly.
Is Tariq for the moment fine? Like, you haven't...
In a second.
Go, cool.
Yeah.
He's
holding on to that one.
Yeah, so you two, Kana and Clove, you are going to... you're moving around. I'm going to say that you can assess the situation.
Yes.
By choosing to flank and not dive straight in, you can assess the situation. Phil, I'll get to you just in a second, because I love what you're doing.
Oh, okay. Five.
Five? Not great.
Not great at all.
Yeah, four.
Okay. No. You begin flanking when it's apparent that, whoa, it's four against one. He's outnumbered. He needs help now. That is the most important thing. You better get in there real fast.
Yeah, great. Okay.
That's the situation. He's outnumbered, 4-1. Better get in there. Other than that, no other information.
Great.
Phil, can you describe... You've called someone out.
So this is a hammer-specific move that I chose. It's called Stand and Fight. When you provoke an NPC opponent into attacking you, roll with passion. On a hit, they're coming at you specifically. On a +10, you're ready for them. Clear a condition or become prepared. On a miss, they take advantage of your provocation to strike a blow where you least expect it. My passion is +2.
Great.
6, 7, 8, 9. So 10, 11. So I don't have any conditions, so I will be prepared. You're ready for what's coming. Clear prepared to take a +1 to an appropriate roll after the roll or avoid marking a condition.
Great. That's right. So you are prepared and you call out the leader.
Yes. Fight me. If I'm a kid, fight me now.
You do. As the clear leader steps forward and goes,
all right. You think you're so tough, eh? We'll see how you and I... Oh.
As Tariq...
Here we go.
Yes. Hello.
Falls from the canopy. Slams. Just where Zhang was standing. You're prepared, so you step away, lose that.
Yep.
As Tariq doesn't hit you falling from the canopy.
Yeah.
He lands face forward in the dirt in front of you.
Ouch.
Sean, take a point of fatigue.
What do you mean?
I know that you already did the falling noise, but I just want to hear it again.
And what other negative effects do you get?
That's right. The exact wording is, on a miss, you're caught by someone dangerous or powerful and they complicate your life.
Yeah.
You've You have been listening to Homeland, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/rolltocast. Avatar Legends, the role-playing game, was created by Magpie Games. Nickelodeon, Avatar, and all related titles, logos, and characters are trademarks of Viacom International Incorporated.
It's hundred.
I know.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.